Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Recently, I talked with a delivery driver from New York State. He knew of a Canadian company whose trucks are running on clean energy. So we tracked him down, and this week we bring you a two-part interview with Chase Barber, CEO of Edison Motors in British Columbia. Chase Barber, thank you so much for joining us by Skype from British Columbia.
You betcha. Thanks for having me on here.
Chase, you are one of the founders of Edison Motors, a Canadian clean technology company. Take us back to the year 2016, and you and your friend Eric Little had ordered a Tesla, and what happened?
Yeah, well, we reserved a Tesla Semi, and then after 5 years of waiting, got so annoyed that we asked for our $25,000 back and said, we'll build our own electric truck.
So what happened after that? You were working with a vehicle called Old Blue.
Okay, Old Blue is how we started our trucking company back, you know, around 2014, 2015. We bought a 1969 Kenworth that is sitting in a guy's field for like 15 years. We bought it truck and trailer for $4,000 with the last little bit of our student loan money. And we put it to work hauling logs, this 50-year-old truck. And then we bought another truck and another truck and kind of just grew it.
The difference, Chase, is what you're doing with these vehicles. You are into new energy technology. How did that come about?
A long road. It started with us hauling generators, and then we started installing generators, like an off-grid power systems. After the install, we started designing them. And Eric came up, well, my business partner came up with a real clever idea. We went to one community. It was a little First Nations Indian reserve way up in northern BC. And what we noticed is that they had a huge peak power demand. Everyone would get home at the same time. This was not hooked to the North American grid. They were relying 100% off diesel. But everyone would come home same time, turn on all the lights, the microwave, the oven, everything. It would jump the power to about 70 kilowatts. And they were running a 90 kilowatt hour generator because just to make sure there was extra capacity. So what we did is put a battery in. The battery met that peak load demand of that 70 kilowatt because their average load was about 20. So by meeting that peak load demand of 70 with the batteries, we were able to downsize the generator from 90 to 35. Then we put a large solar array in that helped the power out in the summertime, met all their power demands. And the generator would only exist to top up the battery. So the generator would fire up, top up the battery, and then they could run off the battery for a really long time before they would have to worry about the generator firing up. And basically what that did is by downsizing it from a 90 kilowatt to a 35 kilowatt generator and allowing the battery and solar to meet a lot of the production, I think we billed them $140,000 for the system. And that just saved about $85,000 in fuel the first year. So a year and a half payback on a new generator, batteries, and solar just by optimizing the system. So we figured, let's apply that to the trucks. Truck is the same thing. It's a big off-grid power system.
When I was looking over your website, I get the idea that you can actually use diesel with this, or you can go to all EV, electric vehicle.
Well, yeah. The way I describe our electric truck is that it's a fully electric truck with its own onboard level 4 fast charger. So the problem with a lot of batteries is that the range just isn't there for a semi-truck. You either have to carry a ton of weight of batteries, which reduces your payload, or you could run the smaller battery bank that optimizes that peak power, you know, getting the truck moving from a stop, and then just recharges it with a diesel generator. It's a fully electric one, but you carry around your own onboard charger for when you run low on batteries. You just recharge it as you're driving.
How much does a truck that runs on EV, how much does it cost versus a truck that runs on diesel?
It costs about 25% more to buy it. but we were showing some fuel savings for logging around 50%. So, I mean, it costs a little bit more to buy it. There's more components, a little bit more expensive, but you end up saving the money in fuel. You start your day with a full charge, and then it completely optimizes the system. Basically, your fuel savings makes a truck payment and then some.
I also noticed on your website that you manufacture a solar trailer. What does that do? It has its own mobile power plant.
Yeah, that was actually our first product. So we make these solar light towers for Finning. That was our first kind of foray into marketing. We did a licensing agreement with Finning Caterpillar, and they're just 100% portable solar power plants that you pull on a trailer. So if you need power, the solar energy charges up, and then it just, you can work your power. And now we've expanded to do a whole 53-foot, like, semi-truck trailer with it, where, like, if you have a refrigerated trailer, the solar energy, while you're going down the road, recharges the trailer. And if you have an electric truck, the solar energy from the solar panels on the truck as it's driving helps extend the range of the truck. You got a big, huge surface. You might as well put some solar panels and get some energy out of it.
When we're talking about trucks and retrofitting, you have EV conversion kits. You also can transition a truck from diesel-electric to full EV.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is the mileage comparison on those?
Oh, like for full EV?
Yeah.
Full EV, that's the thing. With a heavy vocational truck like a logging truck, you get about 4 hours, 5 hours of running it. I hate to admit it, but your mileage isn't there. Battery technology just isn't there yet for these heavy-duty trucks.
So are most of your customers wanting the diesel-electric or the full EV?
Yeah, I would say about 99% want the diesel-electric. Every time we sit down and we look at a fully electric truck, the power requirements of the batteries, it can't give enough power to get a truck through the day. Unless it's doing something like local city delivery of the mail, like delivery truck kind of thing, it's not enough to get a semi-truck through the full 12, 14-hour shift that these trucks work, unfortunately. Gets you about halfway, and it's just not enough for our customers, so they're asking for that onboard range extender.
Is there a difference when you're talking about a regular diesel-powered vehicle and even a hybrid or a full EV? Is there a difference in weight because of the battery packs and the generator?
So for the retrofit, we lost about 400 pounds switching it over to electric. Because we don't have the massive battery bank, the battery's really there for that peak load demand, the regenerative braking capture. It's not a very heavy battery. So what happened was is that we lost one 500-liter fuel tank, replaced that with a battery bank that weighed about the same as the fuel did. So the battery weighed about the same as the fuel we dropped off. The truck had two 500-liter tanks. And then we lost weight on the engine. So we went from like a C15 Cat, a 15-liter diesel, down to a 9-liter diesel. So we lost about 1,000-plus pounds off of that. Now, there's the inverters and the control gear that added some extra weight. So everything said and done, we lost about 400 pounds off the total weight. So it's actually lighter, which is hilarious because the government still gives it a weight because it's classified as electric, fully electric. The government still gives you an extra allowable weight hauling of about 1,500 kgs or 3,000 pounds, and then you get the 500. So you get an extra 3,500 pounds in hauling ability by doing the hybrid while getting better fuel mileage. It's hilarious.
How soon do you think this technology will catch on?
You know what? I bet we're going to see more of it over the next 3 to 5 years. I think we're about 3 to 5 years ahead of everybody else.
Chase Barber, thank you so much for joining us today by Skype.
Okay.
Joining us by Skype from British Columbia was Chase Barber, CEO and co-founder of Edison Motors, whose trucks run on clean energy. Tomorrow, we bring you part two of his interview when we find out more about the First Nations project and learn how Chase and his partner, Eric Little, tapped into a technology that dates back to the 1930s. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.